Thankful for those truths. I'm thankful that our Lord holds tomorrow. He is the one who is control, and he not only holds tomorrow, he holds our hands. And so thank the Lord for that. We have a wonderful God. And tonight we're going to be having a business meeting at the end of this service, so we're going to try to go pretty fast, and it'll be sweet and short. And so about 7:40, I'm going to plan to end the message so we can have our business meeting following that. And so in preparation for our meeting tonight, we're going to take a night off from our series, Things Most Surely Believed, and I'm going to look at the topic tonight, God Wants Us to Be Good Stewards. God wants us to be good stewards, and the reason for that is because one of the major reasons that we voted as a church in February 2023 to put the property on the market is for the reason of stewardship. And we have 6 acres and 76,000 plus square feet of property that much of it, I would say most of it, has not been utilized. We have an entire building next door that's not really been utilized, not for ministry, it's been storage area, and but there's a lot of space that's not been utilized for ministry. And so we started over the years looking at, you know, our stewardship budget meeting every year, at how much is going into property expenses and upkeep, and we just felt like we would like to prioritize our ministry. We'd like to prioritize and be better stewards of all the resources so that we can use it to fulfill our mission for the Lord Jesus Christ. And so we don't need this size of a building to fulfill that mission, and it's actually hindering us. And so we voted to do that. And so that's why I'm going to just kind of give a refresher on this topic of stewardship. And so I would like you to turn tonight to 1 Peter chapter 4. We're going to look at two verses, 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 11 and 12. I'm sorry. I wrote it wrong in my notes. It's actually verses 10 and 11. 10 and 11. See, even pastors make mistakes. I make a lot. And some just out of just not paying attention. So here, 1 Peter chapter 4, verse number 10 says, "As every man had received the gift, even so minister the same one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. Amen." Let's take a moment to pray. Father, we want to thank you for these two verses, and especially this title in this verse 10, that we are to be good stewards of the manifold grace of God. And we're so thankful tonight for your grace. Where would we be if it were not for your amazing grace? And so we want to praise you tonight for your manifold grace that you've shown us in various ways, at various times. And it's just been amazing to think about your grace towards us, and how that we are stewards of your gifts and that you've given to us. Not just our spiritual gift, as spoken of in the text, but all the gifts that come down from above, from the Father of lights. We are to be stewards of those gifts, and I pray, Lord, that you would help us tonight as we look at this subject tonight of being good stewards of the manifold grace of God. And I pray in your precious name. Amen. So I want to just say very quickly, the topic in these verses is pretty simple. I'm going to put it on this slide for you. The topic is, we are to be good stewards of our spiritual gift in ministering to one another for our good and for His glory. And so he talks about the gift, and he's in this context, he's talking about a spiritual gift. We all have been given a spiritual gift, and we are to minister that gift one to another, whether it's speaking, whether it's serving. And you'll notice that ministering does us good, doesn't it? When somebody ministers to us through their words, through their speaking, does that help you? When somebody ministers to you through their serving, does that encourage you? And so it's for our good. I mean, we're to use these gifts, because when we don't, we're hurting each other. We're not just hurting ourselves, but we're hurting our church. And so it's for our good, but ultimately it's for God's glory, because he said that God in all things may be glorified through Jesus Christ. So that's the topic of these verses. And I want to just say, in the New Testament, if you study the New Testament and you look for stewardship passages, what you're going to find is that most all of them deal with ministry. Some deal with money. And most of the time when you hear preaching on stewardship, it focuses on money, and rightfully so. But it's not just about money. So sometimes when preachers preach on stewardship, people automatically assume, oh, he's going to be talking about money. He's going to be talking about tithes and offerings. But that's not the case, as we're going to see tonight, because in the scriptures that we find that we're to be good stewards of all things that God's given to us. And like this text, it's speaking of using our spiritual gift. It's speaking of being good stewards of the grace of God that's been given to us, by giving us that gift, a supernatural gift that we can use to serve one another. And like our text here, I believe that the scripture puts a priority on ministry over possessions and property. Now, those things are important, and we are to be good stewards of those things as well. But what I'm saying is that the scripture puts a priority on ministering to one another. It's more important than the chairs you're sitting in. I mean, we don't need the chairs to minister to each other. We don't need this building to minister to each other. We could minister to each other at home. I mean, we could meet anywhere under a tree and minister to each other. I mean, it's possible. I mean, when we started our church in Ghana, I mean, we met in a school building with no electricity, no fans, no water, running water, no toilet facilities, except for the bush. If you want to go out in the bush and try your chances with snakes and spiders and all those things. And so I'm just saying, it's possible. What I'm saying is that God puts priority on being good stewards of ministering to each other. He's given us grace, and we're not to just take that grace and you know, be selfish with it, but we're to pour it into others. And wouldn't you agree with me tonight that we are all recipients of the grace of God? You know, this title that he gives in verse 10 of believers, good stewards of the manifold grace of God. I love that. And that's what I want to focus in on tonight, is not necessarily a topic of spiritual gifts, but this topic of being a good steward of the manifold grace of God. I mean, when I think of that word manifold, I look it up and it means of various sorts, variegated. Yes, that's a word, variegated. Various in character. And so I want you to think about this. The grace of God has been given to us at various times, in various ways, and in various sorts. I mean, just that's what he's talking about. The manifold, it comes in various sorts. And there's saving grace. There's grace we get when we suffer. God gives us that grace. There's grace that he gives us when we serve. There's all kinds of means of grace. It's not just in salvation, but we need the grace of God. And we are recipients. We have received this manifold grace from God. Now, God wants us to be good stewards of his grace. That's what we're looking at tonight. God wants us to be. I mean, he gives us a title as good stewards. He said we're to minister one to another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. And so this is something God desires for us to be is to be good stewards. And so I want to just look at a couple of basic things tonight. Since we don't have a lot of time, I want to look first tonight at the definition of stewardship, because sometimes we throw around that word assuming everybody is on the same page. And so I want you to pay attention to what the definition of stewardship is. So I'm going to give you a definition from Holman Bible Dictionary. It says, stewardship is the responsibility to manage all the resources of life for the glory of God, acknowledging God as provider. So that's one of my favorite definitions, because it's so simple. And there's a lot that it says. We have a responsibility given to us by God to manage not just our money, not just our property, not just our spiritual gift, but all the resources of life. All the resources of life. See, a lot of people, they limit their stewardship to just money. You know, our time, we should be good stewards of our time. We should be good stewards of our testimony. We should be good stewards of, you know, so many things in life. All the resources, all the blessings God gives us, we are to steward for His glory. Now, I want to go to the next one, is the definition of a steward. A steward is a house manager who is to manage all the resources of his master. So anytime it's used in Scripture, that's the basic idea, that a steward is someone who is managing the household of his master. And you know, in the Old and New Testament times, there was both, in both Testaments, you had masters and slaves. There was that was a common thing. And you had, for example, let me give you an Old Testament example, Eliezer. Eliezer, we find in Genesis 15 and also Genesis 24, a very long chapter, 67 verses, is primarily about Abraham's steward, Eliezer. And I, because of time, we're not going to go there, but basically Eliezer was given the oversight by Abraham to manage all of his affairs. I mean, everything. His money, his livestock, his household. He had a huge responsibility. He had everything to manage that belonged to Abraham. And he had, in chapter 24 of Genesis, the important job of going to get a wife for Isaac. He was given very specific instructions, and so he had to travel a long ways, and he had to go and bring a wife back for Isaac. Now imagine going a long ways back in those days and taking a bride from her father and family. It would not be easy it wasn't an easy task, but that was his responsibility. And so he had charge of the family, and for the sake of Abraham. And so, you know, think about it. Eliezer, he didn't own that thing, any of that stuff, but he was the manager. He was the manager. And then I think of some New Testament examples is, you know, the parables of Jesus. You can look in Luke chapter 12, verse 42. He talks about the faithful and wise servant or steward, and how important it is to be a faithful and wise steward. So you can go and read those parables of Jesus there in chapter 12 of Luke, and also chapter 16 of Luke, verses 1 through 32. So there's some parables that Jesus gives about a steward who is to manage the house of his master. And so we are stewards of God. And I'd also say in the New Testament that in 1 Corinthians 4:1, Paul gives that, let me make sure that's the right one that we're, because I was thinking of 2 Corinthians. I may have made another mistake. So 1 Corinthians chapter 1, yes, it is correct. So it says, let a man so account of us as the ministers of Christ and stewards of the mysteries of God. Moreover, it is required in stewards that a man be found faithful. So Paul is saying here that of him and as an apostle and his missionary team, he said that we are stewards of the mysteries of God. And so basically speaking of the gospel that's been committed to them, they were stewards of the gospel. They were to be faithful to give the gospel, minister the gospel, to preach the gospel. And it's also Titus 1:7. It's one of the requirements for a pastor. A pastor is to be, he's the steward of God. And he's to manage not only his own affairs, he's to manage the things of the church. And the church doesn't belong to me. Bible Baptist doesn't belong to me. It's the Lord's church. And I'm just a steward. And in fact, all of us are stewards in the sense of the grace of God. So that's the definition of stewardship and a steward. Now let's move to point two tonight, the application of stewardship. The application. I want to just give some key principles to apply this with the rest of our time that we have tonight. And so as we think about the application of this into our lives, into our ministry here, under subpoint A, we do not own anything. God owns it all. So this is the foundational principle of stewardship. Until you understand this, you're not going to be a faithful steward of God. Whether it comes to your finances or the ministry or whatever it is, until you understand this principle, even your children don't belong to you. You know, that's hard for parents to think about, but your children belong to God. They are a gift from God. They belong to God. And you should commit them to God. You should be a good steward in training those children for the Lord. And so let's keep this in mind. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. Psalm 24:1. There's other verses that speak to that truth as well. And so God owns it all. He owns it all. All the resources we have, even though we may have worked for it, it belongs to God. Because He gave us life and breath. He gave us the ability. He gave us the skills. He gave us the wisdom. He gave us the opportunities. He gave us the income. Everything we have can be taken away just in a split second. Just think about that. In a split second, it can be taken away. And so it doesn't belong to us. It belongs to God. And every born-again Christian belongs to God. I mean, 1 Corinthians 6 in 19 and 20, he said, "What? Know ye not that your body is a temple of the Holy Ghost, which you have of God, and you're not your own? You've been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and your spirits, which are God, which are God's." And so you think about it. You know, even our body doesn't belong to us. And we need to be stewards of our body. We should take care of ourselves. We should be healthy or seek to live a healthy lifestyle. Why? Because it's part of our stewardship. We shouldn't just not manage ourselves well, is what I'm saying. We should manage everything for the glory of God, for our good and for God's glory. And so we belong to God, our body, our time, our spirit. And so he says, therefore we should glorify God in our body and spirit, which are his. So this is a foundational principle. So when it comes to, let's say, this property that we're talking about tonight in a business meeting, it's God's. It's not ours. I mean, it doesn't belong to us. God's given it to us, and we're to steward it. We are to take care of it. We are to manage it for his glory. And so that's an important truth to keep in mind. So subpoint B, whatever we have is not ours, but his. We simply administer it all in his behalf. So whatever we have is not ours, but we simply administer it all in his behalf. In other words, we manage it. We manage it for the Lord. And so, you know, that's a pretty sobering thing to think about, that we are to manage this church for God. When I say church, I'm talking about the body of people. I'm talking about the people. But we're also to manage the properties of this church you know, that we have. We are to do it all in His behalf. And you know, you think about all the areas of stewardship. Our time is involved in that. Our money is involved in that, because this place requires money to keep the lights on and to take care of it. And so it requires time for people to come down and work, time to come to church, and time is part of that stewardship. And keeping it nice and clean is part of that stewardship. All these things are important, because God has given us these resources to manage for His glory, and to use them not for ourselves, not for personal benefit, not for personal glory, but to use it for His glory, for His mission. And He's given us the Great Commission, so we know what we're supposed to do. We know how we're supposed to use what we have for His glory. Now, subpoint C. How we administer what God entrusted to us determines whether or not we can be given additional responsibility. So this is a pretty interesting principle. I'm going to turn to Luke chapter 16. And there's actually two passages that speak of this principle. There's one in Matthew 25:21 too. But Luke 16, in verse 10, it says this: "He that is faithful in that which is least is faithful also in much. And he that is unjust in the least is unjust also in much. If, therefore, you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches?" So if we're not faithful in the carnal things of life, the unrighteous mammon, then he said, who's going to commit? Why would God commit to our hands true riches, spiritual things, and give us the responsibility of families and souls if we're not faithful in the small things? And so stewardship is very important in ministry. It's very important as a Christian that we're good stewards in everything. And because if we're not, then God cannot give us additional responsibility. I mean, it makes sense, doesn't it? I mean, like Brother Justin, he has a business, he has employees. I mean, if they're not faithful, then he's probably not going to keep them, because they're going to hurt the overall business and the goal of that business. Same with the church. And, you know, the Lord expects us to be faithful in how we administer these responsibilities. So, D, subpoint D. We shall all give an account someday. This is the sobering part about stewardship. I want to look at two verses since we got some time. Romans 14 and verse number 12. Romans 14, verse number 12. "So then, every one of us shall give an account of himself to God." So everyone, just like every steward has to give an account to his master, we're going to have to give account to our master. I mean, stop and think about that. We're going to have to answer for every resource that God put in our hands. Did we use it according to His will? Did we use it for His glory? You know, if we're selfish, if we, the things God gives us, we do not use the way He desired us to use it. Just like in the parables in Matthew 25, you know, where He talks about the steward or the servant that He had given talents to, and he buried them and he didn't multiply them. And he came back and he had that given account to his master. And so let's turn to that passage in Matthew 25. Let's just look at that. It's a good reminder for us tonight to think about our responsibility before the Lord. So we're going to look in verse 14. "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants, that is his stewards, and delivered them unto them his goods. So remember, a steward is, he's given by his master resources to manage. And so that's what's taking place in verse 14. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, to another 1. And to every man according to his several ability. And straightway took he his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same, and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained the other 2. But he that received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. So I want you to get the picture here. This is a parable. And so Jesus is going to come and reckon with us one day. He's coming back. And so we're going to give an account. And so he that received 5 talents came and brought the other 5, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 came and said, Lord, thou deliverest to me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. And his Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that that is thine. His Lord said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sow not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers. Then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. And so he goes on, he talks about taking what he had away from him, giving to the others, and casting him in outer darkness. So I want you to think about this parable. Is these 3 stewards of God, they were or stewards of this master, they had to give an account. And so there's an accounting day coming. There's a day of reckoning coming for all of us, where we're going to give account for our stewardship as Christians and as a church. And so let's keep those things in mind. So in conclusion, I want to just say this. Since all belongs to Him, it is incumbent that we all be managed and used for His purposes and glory. Everything is to be managed and used for His purposes and for His glory. So these are some sobering truths to think about. And I wanted to share them with you because that's basically the reasoning behind selling this property. And, you know, there's a lot of memories here. It's a beautiful place. There's so many things that God has done here at this location, and we're thankful for that. We praise Him for that. But let's remember that He owns it, and He requires us to be good stewards of all of our resources. And so that's one of the things that has led us to this point tonight. And so I'm going to close in prayer, and we've got just a few minutes. We're going to hand out some ballots before our teens are going to come over. I told them to come over about 7:40, and they're going to come over and join us for our meeting. And we'll take questions before we take the vote. So let's pray. Father, we're so thankful for Your manifold grace. Lord, I'm thankful that as we think about grace, it's undeserved, unmerited favor that's given to us by You, all because of the cross. Just like we sang about tonight, that our worth is not found in what we own. Our worth as a church is not found in the building that we own, the property. Our worth is found in Christ. And Lord, I'm thankful for that. I'm thankful that You've helped me to understand that my identity is found in You. It's not in what I do. It's not in success or failure of my life or my ministry. It's I am in Christ. I belong to the King. I'm a child of the King. And I'm thankful for that. And in light of that, all of us here tonight, we are of great worth because of Jesus, because of the cross. And you value us as your children. And you care for us, and we're thankful for that. You care for our church. And Lord, we just rejoice in that. And so tonight, Lord, as we think about our responsibility as stewards, I pray that you would help us as a church to continue to be the stewards you've called us to be, that we'd be good stewards. Because you've been so good to us. You've given us so much. You've given us so many resources. And Lord, I think especially in light of a lot of churches across the world, a lot of churches don't even have places like this to worship. They do not have properties of their own. Lord, we are certainly blessed, and we thank you for these blessings, and I pray that you would help us to take these principles tonight and apply them in our daily personal life. And we give you all the glory and all the praise. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.